I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Thursday, April 1st, April Fool's Day. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and a very pleasant 53 degrees.
A crash blocking traffic on Riverdale Road. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's vaccine rollout.
Governor Spencer Cox is extending the mask mandate for state employees and government buildings. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has details.
Despite Utah's mandate expiring April 10th, Governor Spencer Cox says it's not time for state employees or government buildings to drop the mask.
We want to make sure our employees all have an opportunity to get that vaccine before we take the masks away.
The governor says the requirement for employees will stay in place until the end of May, when he expects all state employees will have the chance to get a vaccine. But Cox says this isn't government imposing. It's a requirement for employees.
As an employer, I felt like that was important for our workforce, and so that's why we're requiring it.
The governor sent out a memo about the condition yesterday. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
1.4 million vaccine doses of the COVID-19 vaccine are in arms in Utah. State epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says we are moving quickly.
You know, we are only 3.5 months into our vaccination campaign, and we have already fully vaccinated over 500,000 Utahns. This is truly amazing.
Dr. Dunn reiterated the safety and efficacy of the vaccines. Utah officials also report 487 new positive cases of COVID-19 in the state since yesterday. The Department of Health reports 136 people are hospitalized. 3 more Utahns have died from the virus. KSL's top national stories this half hour. A new effort from the Biden administration will encourage Americans to get the COVID vaccine. ABC's Karen Travers has details.
The Biden administration today announced a new public education campaign to boost awareness and confidence in the COVID-19 vaccines. The nationwide grassroots effort brings together 275 community organizations, health groups, faith organizations, unions, and even professional sports leagues to use their reach to encourage Americans to get vaccinated. The campaign includes TV ads and social media graphics where Americans can share their vaccination status. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The FDA is giving the okay to more rapid at-home COVID-19 tests. They won't require a prescription. The authorizations come 2 weeks after the FDA created a path for companies to apply for over-the-counter tests if they already have authorized tests. A pack will likely cost between $15 and $20. Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. The Supreme Court has sided with Facebook in a case involving automated text messages. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
In a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court ruled that automated text message notifications sent by Facebook to a person's cell phone do not violate the federal ban on robocalls. The case was brought by a non-Facebook user in 2015 who started receiving unsolicited texts from the social media giant. Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote in the court's opinion, the text system used by Facebook doesn't fit the definition of an automatic telephone dialing system under current law. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
Day 4 of the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is underway. Jurors have been shown video of George Floyd's death. Prosecutors are working to show that Floyd was not resisting arrest. The defense has argued Floyd was high on drugs, which caused his death. Officials in Minneapolis say they are entering a new security phase while the trial continues. Mayor Jacob Frey warned anyone looking to start trouble to stay away from the city.
Anyone who is thinking that they will try to cause chaos and destruction to our city, anyone who is looking to harm either people or property in Minneapolis, it will not be tolerated. They will be arrested.
Stay tuned for the latest on the trial coming up from ABC News. A 74-year-old man is being charged with violently attacking another woman at a senior living center. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Officials say the man and woman lived at the same senior center in Layton. David Watson allegedly entered the apartment of the woman and started repeatedly punching her in the face, jaw, and chest. He then proceeded to sexually assault the woman. Cops later found Watson outside a dumpster at a nearby restaurant where he was throwing away a bag that was full of the clothes he had been wearing. Court documents show that Watson has no prior criminal history and he's currently being held in the Davis County Jail. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Highway Patrol is planning extra shifts this weekend. 50 extra DUI and over 80 traffic patrols will be out on the streets for Easter weekend. Several school districts are also in spring break, and the UHP says they saw higher traffic in the last week. Coming up on KSL, a Girl Scout in California has set a new record for selling thousands of Girl Scout cookies, and a look at your noontime drive.
Left lane's blocked due to a crash with possible injuries. Eastbound Riverdale Road at 1200 West. Stay to the right to get around this. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Now I crave Thin Mints. KSL News Time, 1205.
Monday, April 5th. Expanded news and expanded inside sources.
I'm Maria Chalaos with a full hour of news from noon to 1.
And I'm Boyd Matheson with inside sources from 1 all the way to 3.
It starts next Monday on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
At Volkswagen Southtown, you choose the offer. Get zero payments for 6 months or double your down payment where $2,000 becomes $4,000. Or get as low as 0% APR for up to 6 years on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Are you in a lease and wished you'd bought? Or bought a car and wished you'd leased? Is your interest rate too high? Do you owe more on your car than it's worth? Bring in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Volkswagen Southtown has finance and payment solutions for everybody. Pick your promotion at Volkswagen Southtown. Choose from zero payments for 6 months, double your down payment, or as low as 0% APR on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Don't miss out. Get to Volkswagen Southtown today. Just off of I-15 and 106 South. Visit VWSouthtown.com today.
Financing through VCI OAC. Trade offer for 2010 and newer. Highlines excluded.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. Governor Spencer Cox is extending the mask mandate for state employees and buildings. This will extend until the end of May. The statewide mask mandate is set to expire on April 10th. A shocking new video is shining a light on human smuggling at the U.S.-Mexico border. Two sisters, ages 3 and 5, are seen being dropped down the side of a fence on the border. ABC's Sherry Preston breaks down the latest.
At the southern border, it's not just children crossing without parents. It is, as we hear from ABC's Cecilia Vega, children being put in grave, deadly danger.
In Texas, a 6-month-old girl pulled from the Rio Grande. Rangers on patrol jumped in to save her after a smuggler threw her in. More than 18,000 migrant children now in U.S. custody.
Two more of those kids literally thrown into the country. Sisters from Ecuador, just 3 and 5 years old, dropped from the top of a 14-foot-high stretch of fence on the border. Gloria Chavez is chief border patrol agent for the El Paso area and says they were lucky.
If the agent wasn't looking at that spot during that time, they would have missed those two little girls. And God knows for how many hours before they found them.
The girls are okay. Officials have contacted their mother, who was already in the United States. And Chavez says,
this is a daily thing on this border that constantly treat human beings like a commodity just to make money.
For what it's worth. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Elon Musk is hoping to convince the world's top engineers to relocate to South Texas. ABC's Jim Ryan reports from Dallas.
Elon Musk has a symbiotic, if uncomfortable, relationship with the town where he runs the SpaceX design and test facility. After a rocket blew up this week, Musk tweeted that he's donating $30 million to the community. Local engineer Bill Berg worries about what might happen if Musk is successful in attracting more business.
These are going to be $6 billion companies going in. And what if they're damaged? Then what happens? Who pays the insurance?
He's concerned that SpaceX might become a white elephant for Texas to take care of. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A Girl Scout in California holds the new record for most Girl Scout cookies ever sold. The 8-year-old sold over 32,000 boxes this season. Girl Scouts weren't able to sell at storefronts this year, so she ran a stand in front of her house in San Bernardino. Several local businesses ordered boxes by the hundreds. The previous record was just over 26,000 boxes in 1 year. KSL News Time, just past 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
Well, Valley Freeway traffic looking pretty good. It's a beautiful day for a drive. You have dry road conditions, sunny skies, and good speeds along I-15, both directions between Ogden and Provo. But in Weber County, we've had a crash with injuries. It's been there for a while, but it doesn't look like they're ready to clean things up just yet, even though a tow truck is there. It's been sitting there for a bit. Emergency crews still at the scene. Eastbound Riverdale Road at about 1200 West. Two left lanes are blocked. So, again, stay to the right. It's the only way to get through and around this if you're traveling through Riverdale. Salt Lake City International Airport is reminding passengers to arrive early and allow extra time to navigate the new airport. Details at slcairport.com. They're ready to fly when you are. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine, 69 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Short and sweet. Beautiful day right now, 55 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
This is the year to forget about housework, yard work, and all the hassles of home ownership. At Trio Independent Senior Living, their residents enjoy the best of senior living with none of the stress. Drop into a group exercise class, join them for an afternoon of exciting games, or take in a movie with some of your Trio friends. Find a new hobby or rekindle a lifelong passion, all while the Trio staff cooks and serves you excellent meals and takes care of all of your housekeeping and maintenance needs. It's time to come home to the award-winning Trio Senior Living in Orem, Utah. The way independent senior living should be. Visit their website today to get a tour and see how Trio can improve your outlook and your lifestyle. Just visit TrioOrem.com and ask about their limited-time free rent special. T-R-E-E-O, Orem.com. Trio, independent senior living.
Close your eyes. Unless you're driving, then obviously keep them open. Still with us? Okay. Now, imagine over 1 million books stacked on top of one another. That's over 30 miles high as the stratosphere. Now, what if you could fit all these books into your phone and listen to story after story anytime and any place you wanted? With Scribd, you can. Yes, Scribd, like fibbed or ribbed, but spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. It's endless streaming for reading, but instead of TV shows, you're getting audiobooks, ebooks, magazines, sheet music, current news, and more, all through a single app. With a subscription to Scribd, you're putting a whole library in your pocket for just $10 a month. Then listen to an audiobook by your favorite author instead of this commercial. For a limited time, try Scribd free for 30 days. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For your free 30-day trial, get the app on your favorite mobile device or go to Scribd.com. That's S-C-R-I-B-D.com. Scribd.com.
The engine hums as you climb the mountain pass. Every gear its own note. Winding turns reveal unseen wonders, like a piece you've never heard, with valleys and rivers that follow their own rhythm. The dull sound of reality, long gone. The symphony takes you places. Get carried away at a Bravno Hall, or stream from your car and anywhere else you listen to music. Visit UtahSymphony.org for the full calendar of streaming and live performances. Now streaming at USUO On Demand, audience favorite Pablo Sainz Viegas joins the Utah Symphony for Rodrigo's Fantasía para un Gentil Hombre. And coming up in April at Abravanel Hall, one of today's most exciting young conductors, Domingo Indoyan, makes his Utah Symphony debut, leading a new work by Roberto Sierra, along with Mozart's Jupiter Symphony, April 8th through 10th. Tickets starting at as little as $15 are on sale now. Get yours at utahsymphony.org.
Live Utah Symphony performances are back. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Governor Spencer Cox is requiring masks for all state employees until the end of May. He says as an employer, it's so everyone who wants one has a chance to get a vaccine. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, today is opening day for Major League Baseball, except for the Mets. The opening game for the New York team has been postponed due to COVID concerns. Third is a look at your noontime drive with Ricky Meese.
Lanes of traffic due to this crash eastbound Riverdale Road at about 1200 West. Looks like it is in the final cleanup stages and they'll be pulling away. You now have all lanes almost completely open to traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine up to 69 today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 55 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Police just this past hour updating the Southern California office shooting.
This was not random.
Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer, one of several officials Thursday, revealing at least a partial motive behind the shooting.
The victims were known. They were all known to each other.
The alleged shooter, identified as a 44-year-old man, apparently had business and personal relationships with the people he shot. Four people died, including a 9-year-old boy, who was found in the arms of a woman who was also shot. She's in critical condition, along with the suspect. It's unclear if police shot the suspect or he shot himself. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
More emotional testimony in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, testifying they became addicted to opioids while getting treatment for chronic pain.
I have to ask you if your drug use was a part of that relationship.
Yes.
And what kind of drug use was a part of that relationship?
Floyd and I both suffered with an opioid addiction.
Paramedics who responded to the scene also testifying. President Biden holding his first cabinet meeting promoting his infrastructure plan.
Working with my team here in the White House, these cabinet members will represent me in dealing with Congress, engage the public in selling the plan, and help work out the details as we refine it and move forward.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans won't support the plan, citing the cost and tax increases on businesses and high incomes to help pay for it. Rising last week compared to the week before, first-time claims for unemployment benefits, says a government report. It's opening day for Major League Baseball, but not everyone will be playing, not the Mets versus the Nats, COVID issues, and it's too rainy in Boston. The Dow is up 168 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. For the third time in a row, General Conference for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will be completely virtual. So the streets of Salt Lake City will be much quieter than they would normally be for a conference weekend. Business owners say they are definitely feeling the pinch from the decreased foot traffic. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has an in-depth look.
Avenue's proper restaurant in the Avenues is also a brewery, so it's not necessarily the first place that members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints would go to between sessions of conference. Still, even they would see an increase of customers on a normal conference weekend.
There's definitely a lot of places that, you know, do when they do get slammed for conference, we get a bit of that overflow. People make their way up the hill.
But we are still not at normal. Manager Sean Riker says the city just isn't as vibrant as it usually is with people walking around downtown.
Having the lack of foot traffic all around downtown has definitely been a huge factor.
Exactly how much money do visitors spend in Salt Lake City on a typical conference weekend? Officials with the Downtown Alliance say that number is hard to pinpoint, but they do know it's in the millions. Executive Director Dee Brewer says they don't really look at it in terms of how many visitors are coming into downtown during conference, but how many visits, since some people make more than one.
If you look at the respective sessions, there's over 100,000 visits to downtown on a
normal conference weekend.
They have studied the impact from conventions.
There actually is data on conventioneers. However, that's a different visitor than a conference visitor.
Brewer says the average conference visitor spends less than the convention visitor. Many of them stay with friends or family instead of paying for a hotel, and they're spending their own money. A convention visitor, though, is usually spending company money.
A convention or meeting visitor is spending about $900 when they come to town on hotels, on food and beverage, on entertainment.
Brewer says there are people who still make a day out of heading downtown to hear the speakers. They're just not doing that in the conference center right now.
Memory Grove is full of people listening to conference. The Capitol grounds are full of people listening to conference.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather together. And Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
We are back to a crash-free commute. The accident that had been blocking two left lanes of traffic eastbound Riverdale Road at about 1200 West has now been cleared. All lanes of traffic are open. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good, and no other problems or delays. Right now at Friendly Home Services, get a friendly drain cleaning for just $33. Call 801-923-6355 or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
It's a warm one out there, 69 and lots of sunshine, 74 tomorrow and partly cloudy, 78. Wow. Very warm on Saturday and near record highs on Easter Sunday. High temperatures going to be really close to 80 degrees. 78 and partly cloudy on Monday. And then it cools somewhat, 67 on Tuesday. Some showers possible Wednesday, 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Great day to take your sandwich and eat outside. 55 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets also doing very well. We'll check your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1221.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
The border is in crisis. President Trump made the border a priority, but Biden is spending $86 million on hotel rooms for migrants. Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers. Find Newsmax TV on all major cable systems or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and smart TVs. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Help protect our border. Watch Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tonight.
NMLS 1817019.
Traditional mortgages are one size fits all. LendRight offers you the power of choice with custom mortgages that can save you thousands. Choose your rate. A buy-down rate offers the lowest payment and interest paid. A no-cost rate covers all the closing costs. A par rate is a happy medium. Want an 8, 17, or 28-year term? LendRight customizes terms in one-year increments. Get a loan without monthly mortgage insurance, even if your LTV is over 80%. LendRight offers purchase and refi loans without monthly PMI. Save with a custom mortgage. Buy, refi, get cash out, or consolidate debt. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. For 15-year APRs as low as 2.05%, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Parting can be such sweet sorrow. Saying goodbye to one who's always been there for you, keeping you warm at night and cool. Except for when she breaks down, of course. You've changed her filter so many times, or maybe not quite as often as you should have. At Whipple Service Champions, let us ease the parting blow. With a free second opinion, we're great at extending the life of older equipment. We'll tell you if she's properly installed, properly sized for your home, and if there are other issues, free. If it is time to say goodbye to one so dear, we'll give you a better price, guaranteed. Because until we get too busy, we'll give you a free furnace when you buy a central air conditioner. If it's time to move on, you deserve to love again. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. Don't rebound into something worse. Call 801-444-3278. For emergencies, when you call today,
we come today.
Whipple they come, air condition your home.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. I think we should be playing outside, Lee.
Have you seen the weather? Look at it out there.
It is so beautiful.
Nothing but blue skies, a comfortable 54 degrees. You know, it's my second to last day. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do, fire me? Let's go out and play.
They could, you know.
Yeah, I know. And I've got...
We're responsible. We have people that need to hear the information. What have you got coming up?
On the program today, we're going to look at something that was announced by Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson, and it is something that she's calling a returnship. You think about your early years, your educational career. Mm-hmm. You may have looked for internship opportunities. Well, COVID... It hurt a lot of people.
Kind of spoiled that, didn't it?
Yeah. And so what is being created, and a bit of money is being made available for this, is for those who are further along in their career who have had that upended thanks to COVID to return to the workplace in something akin to an internship to get the skills up, to get the resume a little more beefed up. And so we're going to look at exactly what's proposed, and then we'll speculate a little bit. If we were all in a circumstance where we had to essentially start anew, where would we go? What would you want to be? For me, it would be either a farmer, a teacher, or a police officer. If I could go and start things fresh, I would probably go down one of those three roads.
A farmer?
Yeah.
That's
nobility
the only
there.
One that surprises me.
You know what it is? Paul Harvey years ago during the Super Bowl had that commercial, Thank God for a Farmer.
Right.
And that stuck in my head.
Okay.
And I always wanted to live a noble life like he described.
I want to watch you do that. Okay.
Okay.
Lee Lonsberry, Live Mike, coming up at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Google is bringing employees back into the office. The company will have limited capacity, but after September 1st, they'll have employees formally apply if they want to stay remote. Microsoft is getting a huge deal with the U.S. Army. The company was awarded a $21 billion contract to make VR devices. They will help soldiers train in augmented reality. New Mexico is the latest state looking at legalizing recreational marijuana. The state legislature approved the proposal yesterday. Governor Grisham is planning on signing that bill. And taking a look at your money at this moment, a great day for the markets. The Dow up by 161 points. It sits at 31,143. S&P 500 up by 40, the NASDAQ up by 214 points. It's opening day. Baseball fans return in varying capacities. Yankee Stadium will have 20% or about 10,000 people in the stands. ABC's Aaron Katursky is there.
Baseball means business for the newly refurbished Grand Slam Deli on East 161st Street, diagonally across from Yankee Stadium, and the owner, Alex, says baseball with fans means a lot more business.
You see the first game, you see how many people they're going to be here today. I'm excited today. I'm happy to see.
I hope there's a lot of people for your sake.
Well, I hope they're going to have a lot of people.
A giant electronic sign atop the stadium says, welcome back, fans. They'll need a proof of vaccination or recent negative test to enter. Aaron Katursky, ABC News at Yankee Stadium.
An update of your drive on this beautiful day coming up next. And join Amanda this afternoon, 3 to 6. Listen as she broadcasts from Nomi Health's Vaccine Center. Find out how you can get your free vaccine shot at getmyshot.utah.gov.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.